Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Addax, where neighbors care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Addax, newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties of groups for two or up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today. In Huron County District Court, the case of People of the State of Michigan versus Nicole Lynn Ashton proceeded to a plea cutoff hearing today. Prosecutors offered a deal to dismiss one count if the defendant entered a plea of guilty or no contest to a single count of assault and battery. Defense attorney Dallas Rooney confirmed that Ashton rejected the offer. Judge Ferris will now schedule the case for a jury trial. And Michigan health officials are investigating a major outbreak of a parasitic illness that has sickened nearly 1,000 people across the state. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services reports 992 confirmed cases of cyclosporiasis as of Wednesday, with at least 36 people hospitalized. The illness is caused by the cyclospora parasite and commonly produces severe watery diarrhea, stomach cramps, nausea, and fatigue. State health officials say Michigan typically records about 50 cases in the entire year, making this outbreak significantly larger than normal. Most cases have been reported in southeast Michigan, although infections have also been confirmed in West Michigan. Investigators have not yet identified the source of the outbreak. However, previous outbreaks have been linked to fresh produce, including bagged salad mixes, cilantro, basil, raspberries, snow peas, and green onions. The illness spreads through food or water contaminated with the parasite. Health officials recommend thoroughly washing fresh produce, cooking food whenever foods whenever possible, practicing proper hand washing, and seeking medical care if symptoms develop. Cyclosporiasis is treatable with antibiotics, and staying hydrated is especially important to prevent complications. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says outbreaks of cyclosporiasis have also been reported in multiple other states, while Michigan health officials continue working to determine the source of the state's outbreak. And Ray Lee Nicole Jeffers appeared in court today facing a felony charge of unauthorized access to computers. Jeffers waived her right to a preliminary examination, moving the case forward. The prosecution has extended a plea offer, which would allow Jeffers to plead guilty to the charge without habitual offender action in circuit court. While Jeffers remains under a general prohibition against internet use, Judge Ferris granted a specific exception today. She is now permitted to use Zoom or Teams solely to communicate with her attorney and probation officer. The case is now bound over to circuit court with an arraignment scheduled for August 3rd at 9 a.m. When we come back from this AVS Broadband sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
For 30 years, AVS Broadband has been your technology partner. Since 1996 and leading into today's fast, reliable fiber network, AVS has been helping families and businesses across the Thumb stay connected. Because they're local, AVS Broadband understands the communities they serve and the technology challenges customers encounter. That's why AVS Broadband is committed to providing the right solutions to keep homes and businesses connected, cyber secure, and running smoothly. And when you need a little extra help, The AVS Tech team is ready to assist your home or business with friendly, competent local support. Whether it's internet, devices, or networks, you'll have a trusted local partner by your side. With technical support available 24/7 and a commitment to quality service, AVS Broadband is here for you. Learn more at avsbroadband.com or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your technology partner for 30 years and counting.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, SEC approves new framework for quantum cryptocurrency. The Securities and Exchange Commission has greenlit a pioneering regulatory framework designed for advanced quantum-resistant cryptocurrencies. The new rules aim to safeguard digital assets against the looming threat of next-generation quantum computing decryption. Officials say the guidelines will provide a much-needed shield for retail investors. The announcement sparked immediate trading activity across major crypto exchanges, driving up the value of compliant tokens. Tech advocates are hailing the framework as a proactive step towards securing the future of digital finance. However, smaller blockchain developers warn that the high compliance cost could stifle grassroots innovation. In other national news, major labor strike looms over West Coast ports. Supply chains could face a massive bottleneck next week as negotiations between dock workers and West Coast port authorities hit a standstill. Union representatives are demanding stricter protections against workplace automation alongside wage increases to match inflation. A strike authorization vote passed with an overwhelming majority late yesterday. If a deal isn't struck before midnight deadline, operations at several of the nation's busiest shipping hubs will grind to a halt. Retailers are already scrambling to divert cargo to East Coast ports to avoid major inventory delays. Federal mediators are reportedly stepping in to bring both sides back to the table. When we come back from this Franklin Restaurant sponsor message, we'll continue with your international news.
All You Can Eat Taco Tuesdays are back at the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant. You heard right. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant has All You Can Eat Taco Tuesday every Tuesday. And your ticket to Flavortown doesn't stop there. Mondays, you can sink your teeth into mouth-watering prime rib. Wednesdays, rib night. And Thursdays, you can enjoy a juicy New York strip. Fridays are Fish Fry Fridays, and there's also a full menu of the best quality food that is organic diet-friendly at the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant in Bad Axe. Whether you're looking for fresh, light meals, classic comfort food, or something for that special occasion, the Franklin Restaurant delivers consistent quality you can taste. If you live or work in the Thumb, you owe it to yourself to enjoy food that is straightforward, well-prepared, and mindful of what goes into it. Because you are what you eat, so make it the best. Good food, honest service, and a meal you can feel good about. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant, kitchen open 3 to 9, lounge open all day. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant is on the east side of Bad Axe across from Self Serve Lumber and Ossentoski Farm Equipment. Be sure to follow the Franklin Inn on Facebook for pop-up buffets and local events.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our international news, Japan moves to revise imperial succession laws. Japan's House of Representatives has taken a major step toward altering a decades-long royal tradition by passing a bill to revise imperial law. The lower house approved the measure after a swift one-day debate aimed at addressing the rapidly dwindling number of eligible members within the imperial family. The legislation looks to ensure the stability of the monarchy moving forward, though it stops short of allowing reigning empresses. The bill now heads to the upper house, where it is expected to face intense scrutiny from traditionalist lawmakers. In other international news, North Korean premier begins high-stakes visit to Beijing. North Korean Premier Park Tae-sung has arrived in Beijing to mark the 65th anniversary of a vital mutual assistance treaty between the two nations. The three-day diplomatic visit is aimed at further boosting strategic coordination and economic ties with China. The trip builds on a high-level meeting between Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un last month. Regional security experts are watching the visit closely as any tightening of the Beijing-Pyongyang alliance could shift the geopolitical balance in East Asia. When we come back from this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll continue with your obituaries.
This is Carmen Messing, Marketing and Admissions Director at Courtney Manor. For the people who matter most, choose care that feels like home. At Courtney Manor in Bad Axe, every resident is treated with dignity, compassion, and respect. Whether your loved one needs short-term rehab after a hospital stay, physical therapy to regain strength, or long-term skilled nursing care, the caring team at Courtney Manor is here to help every step of the way. With professional staff, personalized care plans, delicious meals, engaging activities, and a warm, welcoming environment, families can have peace of mind knowing their loved one is in good hands. When healing, comfort, and trust matter the most, choose a place that puts people first. Call Courtney Manor today at 989-269-9983 to schedule a tour and see the difference for yourself. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and we have no obituaries to report for this hour. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. We're neighbors. Care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe. Newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for groups of two or up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today.